It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Go Birds!
Go Birds! That's right, it is Go Birds Radio, presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino, and I see a sign you can reserve your seat for the big game next weekend already here. Come on out. Great times. I'm sure this place is going to be rocking next weekend.
This will be an awesome place to watch.
Awesome place.
The big game.
As Elliot, you might not know this, I'll bet you this place was rocking 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because something special happened 5 years ago today. I'm sure, you know, anyone who's on social media, you've all seen it, but if not, I think we all just remember the date, February 4, 2018, 5 years ago today. It finally happened. The Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. And crazy to think that the five-year anniversary, and now, you know, we're back.
Well,
it's a wild time right now.
It's also just crazy because I have so many memories of that run, right? And I wanted to get into them today. But I was thinking about it this morning when I saw it was the five-year anniversary, and a little bit yesterday when I knew the anniversary was today. How just amazing and improbable that Super Bowl run really was. I mean, it's not something new for me to say, wow, it's crazy they won it with a backup, obviously. But also just when watching this 2022 team and how talented they are and how great they are at every position, think about the personnel that won that Super Bowl, right? And they were a great team together. And all of the, you know, none of them deserve to have any type of negativity said about them because they won the first Super Bowl in Eagles history. But think about the cornerbacks on that team. Think about the receivers on that team. Think about, you know, the linebackers were probably better than we give them credit for. But when you look at the personnel.
Well, Darnell Ellerbe started the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Darnell Ellerbe started the Super Bowl. I mean, they had, what, two backup offensive linemen starting?
Big B and Wiz, yeah.
So right, so two backup offensive linemen starting. Two cornerbacks that, you know, weren't even really on the team, you know, moving forward. They weren't great corners. And it's just crazy to think that that team with that personnel won the Super Bowl. And then you think about this team and how talented they are. If you did a draft of the positions for those two teams, the far majority of them would be on this team, right? So to 5 years ago, do what they did. You know, I saw the clip today of Nick Foles running out onto the field, telling everybody he loves them, how calm he was. I mean, it was unbelievable looking back on it. And when it happened, you knew it was unbelievable. And then when you think back to how it happened and with the benefit of, you know, perspective of having some time to think about it, it was truly an unreal ride that they pulled that off.
It was miraculous. And I my whole life until the Eagles finally won the Super Bowl, my line, like what I would always say was, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl when we least expect it. Like, it's going to just catch us by the first time. It's just going to come out of nowhere. And it felt like it wasn't coming out of nowhere for most of 2017 because they were just the best
team. They were this team, yeah.
They were this team. And then the Wentz thing. And then it did somehow come out of nowhere. And this just unbelievable journey that it really, you know, honestly, of all the Super Bowls won in you know, the last 20 years, whatever you want to say, like, it is the most storybook. It is the most like a Disney movie of a story for it not just to be the backup quarterback, but the backup quarterback who has history in the city, who was once the starting quarterback for that team, who had the 27-2, who got traded away against his will. It wasn't like he asked to leave. Like, this whole thing for it to come full circle with not just the backup quarterback, backing up no less the MVP of the season we all thought heading in, for it to happen like that, and then you add on that it was the most likable group of human beings we've ever rooted for, yeah. And to your point, how much they loved each other and this special, like, energy that there was around that team. It just, and then for the Super Bowl itself to be as fun
one of
as
the
Super
best
Bowl
ever,
as you could
yeah.
ask to watch, the and most yards in any game in NFL history. Like, it just, in terms of, like, your first time, so to speak, like, it couldn't have been more magical than the way it was.
And by the way, they're showing the Super Bowl parade on TV right here. I'm noticing
strong work.
Chris Long up there in the Iverson jersey, Lane Johnson. You see Doug back there. But I also think that when I think about the Super Bowl being 5 years ago, there's also a sadness about it to me. When you think about a week from now, or a week, you know, a week and a day from now, the Eagles are going to be playing in another Super Bowl, which is awesome. It's going to be so fun to talk about all week. I leave for Phoenix tomorrow, bought my Super Bowl suit last night, so I'm ready for it. And they earned it. They deserve to be in this game. And the greatness that they have been this year, I mean, it's very comparable to 2017 in that way. But I also think there's a sadness to the fact that it's all going to change next Sunday. When we've been able to talk about the Super Bowl in this city for the last 5 years, it's been, yeah, they won it in 2017. You know, they were a special team. They won one of the best games of all time. It was such a great memory you could always look back on. Think about 2004. In 2004, the Eagles lost the Super Bowl. And from then until 17, when you talked about the Super Bowl, it just wasn't the same. The 2004 team was unbelievable. It was a great run. It was a lot of similar characteristics to 17 and 22. The difference is the 2004 team lost the Super Bowl and the 17 team didn't. So when you think about them playing next week against the Chiefs and the fact that this will now be our new memory of the Super Bowl, we'll always remember 17. We'll always be able to look back on it. But there's a reason, you know, when people say your first time's, you know, always the most special, it's because, you know, it goes further down the list, right? Like, now the Eagles will be in another Super Bowl. We'll have new Super Bowl memories. And maybe they'll win it, and there'll be other great memories that will come from that game. But this Super Bowl, the 17 Super Bowl, was the perfect Super Bowl, right? So if you think about how they won it and all those
there's
things.
There's a named play.
Yeah,
there's
the
like
Philly
15
special.
In the history of this sport. There's
right.
The Eagles have a named play in the Super Bowl
yeah.
they won.
So it's kind of sad to think that's ending. You know, the time where that's
that
the main.
Their reign,
yeah,
so to speak.
That being the top Super Bowl memory is ending. A week from now, that'll be over. We'll have a new Super
well,
Bowl
not
memory.
Over.
Not
still,
over, but
you know,
but I'm saying, you know, like, there'll be a new Super Bowl memory. There'll be a new last time they were in the Super Bowl. There'll be a new freshness about how we think about this team in big games. There'll be all those things, right? Maybe there'll be new great plays, a new way to remember Brandon Graham, a new way to remember Jason Kelce, Jalen Hurts, all these things. But the last 5 years in that Super Bowl have been so fun and such a great memory. I'm just being honest. There is a sadness to think that that's ending, and it's changing. And maybe it's just because I don't like
changing.
Change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I get your point. For me, you know, nothing. It'll yeah. always be there. It'll always feel as special to me. I understand your point, but for me, it doesn't change the impact of how I felt and what I went through.
Yeah.
And that, like, it will always be today. 5 years ago will be one of the two or three greatest days of my life for the rest of my life until the day I die. February 4, 2018 will be on the short list of the greatest days of my life. That's how meaningful that was. And look, I hope that next week feels similar, and I hope that I think we're going to win. I'm very confident they're going to win, which is strangely similar to 2017 too, for a
yeah.
fan base where we're always kind of on the edge of our seat with whether we're confident in the team or not. Like, to go into back-to-back Super Bowls feeling incredibly confident the team is going to win, it in and of itself is a very unique feeling for
yeah.
us. But I do think they're going to win next week, and I do think we're going to have new awesome memories, but I think it'll just be added to. And I get your wistfulness, so
you know
to
what
speak.
I mean? To like think about it. You know, I'm watching the Super Bowl parade up here right now.
I don't have the same wistfulness.
I don't know. There is something about just thinking that there'll be new Super Bowl memories and new, like, right now when you
I want more and more. Give me a ton of new memories.
No, but if you think about Brandon Graham in the Super Bowl, right? You think about the Tom Brady play. What if Brandon Graham has a penalty next week? You know, just stuff like that.
It won't change it. He'll still be the guy who had the Brandon Graham play against
him. It will. You're right. But it is just it feels like an ending of an era in a way. It feels like the next chapter is beginning.
That's fair. That's fair. And it is. And I think the next chapter has a chance to be a really special one.
Well,
and again, just the fact that these two chapters are 5 years apart with a entirely new, you know, only six or seven guys, whatever, left over
yeah.
from that team is miraculous. It's never happened. As we've talked about, no team has ever going to the Super Bowl 5 years apart with a new quarterback and a new head coach. Like, never happened before.
Yeah.
And a lot of new roster spots, a different team. And that in and of itself is unique and special.
Well, and I think that, you know, we talked about this on the Go Birds pod earlier this week. You know, which could be more special? I do think there's a chance for this one to be more special, because when I think back to the 2017 team, what I think about is just, again, how improbable it was. But what made it special was that they weren't at that point. Like, there were long stretches of that season after Carson went down where they weren't the best team anymore. They were underdogs in every game that year. This team can be remembered for being special because they have been arguably the best team in the NFL all year. There's been weeks where we've debated, is it the Bills, is it, you know, those things, but they have always been that team, right? And I think that when you talk about championships, as awesome as the 17 team was and that championship, you know, Nick wasn't the starter next year. There were no, you know, there was Brandon and Kelsey and those guys, but the receivers were kind of 1 year and done type of things. The corners aren't really remembered. Like, so I think that this team right here, the receivers they have, the quarterback, all these things, it could be remembered as being more special because it'll be attached to greatness. Like
the start of potentially more the
it
start
feels,
of
yeah.
something in a way.
Too. Yeah, I mean, the 04 team, had McNabb won it, that would be not just because it would have been the first, but that would have been an amazing Super Bowl title because it would have been a culmination of the best era of Eagles football, right? And I think we could be entering another great era of Eagles football, and to have that title attached to it. Like the 17th thing, if you think about it, 16 they weren't that good, 18 they weren't that good, 19.
Well, they made it to the
they did, but I'm saying,
round
but they got in barely. Like,
I know,
you know,
but still, you can't say they weren't that good. They had a Super Bowl hangover and they got it together. Like they were still a formidable.
I feel
team
confident
in the
saying they weren't that great that year.
Sure,
yeah,
but and look, I get your point, and there is this potential for not just, you know, I think the start of something matters, and if we look back and it's like, you know, Jalen and Nick make multiple Super Bowl appearances and all that, and this Super Bowl was
where
it started.
Yeah, this could be the beginning of that. Yeah.
And that, in hindsight, could end up having a specialness that maybe in the moment it doesn't quite reach.
Yeah.
But I do think, and look, I do totally agree that this team, if they can go and take care of business 8 days from now, will be the best Philadelphia sports team of my lifetime.
Agreed,
like, will be the best Philadelphia Eagles team without a doubt. Like, they do have a chance for that greatness, that level of accomplishment,
just complete domination
that is undeniable. And look, it would put the Eagles in the multiple category, right? Like, all of a sudden, we don't just have one. Now we got two, and we're building, and we're moving, and we're coming for you, Dallas, and we're coming for you.
And they're in such a great spot to keep winning.
And I do all think all that matters. I struggle to think that it can feel in the moment as special as what it felt like to win the Super Bowl for the very first time.
Right.
Especially when you take into account the group of guys it was, the game that we saw them play, and the fact that they beat the GOATs. They beat Brady and Belichick. You know, Brady set the record for playoff passing yards in that game.
Yeah.
505.
And that team was really,
all
really good that year.
All playoff games of all time. No one's ever had more than 505. Like, and they beat that dude when he had 505. So, like, I don't know what if it can be more special. My instinct is that 2017 will feel more special. But I do agree that there is the chance historically where we look back and say, wow, that was the start of something really special. And then it can, in a different way, have a different kind of historical special.
Yeah, because I think 17, the way it's viewed nationally and by all fans, is amazing game and kind of a quirky title in the way that, oh, they had a lot of backups and the backup played, right? I think this title, if they
win it. I agree.
I don't
think that team is, like, super respected.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they were way better than people gave them credit for. That
sure.
roster
they were
was
underdogs,
amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
But even in hindsight, I think you're right. Whereas this team is, if they beat Mahomes and Andy, they are undeniable.
Yeah, if they're undeniably the best team we've seen, you know, I can't speak to the 50s and the 60s, but of my lifetime and you know, I think they would be the best team that we have seen in Philly sports. And I also think they will be viewed differently nationally because I think they'll be viewed
without
as,
a doubt.
From beginning to end, they'll be favorites in every game.
Jalen will be. Yeah. So did you see the stat that if they win, Jalen Hurts will only become the second quarterback in the history of the game to go 17-1 or better and win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Him and Joe Montana in 1984. That would be it ever.
Well, and that's the other part of this is Nick Foles 5 years ago today won the Super Bowl. And Nick Foles has so many great moments for this franchise, right? The 27-2, you know, all these, the double doink game.
The seven touchdown
game. Yeah, the seven touchdown game, the Pro Bowl MVP, right? Like all these things that he has.
And obviously playing the two greatest games in the history of the franchise and the two most important games.
100%, right?
Yeah.
But Jalen has a chance to be the best quarterback in franchise history. Now,
Without
McNabb has set a high bar, but McNabb never won a Super Bowl. So if Jalen gets it and then he can put together 4 or 5 years of greatness, which will be hard for sure. But once you have the Super Bowl, I mean, you know, a big part of it.
You're playing from
ahead. Yeah, you're playing from ahead.
And look, if they win, I think already, even without winning the Super Bowl, I think that the season that Jalen has had this year is the best season an Eagles quarterback has ever had. Personally, that's my belief.
I mean, McNabb was really good
in 04. But again, I think Hurts was better this year. I do. I think numbers-wise, I think the team itself, even though 04 was great, I think this team was even better. And again, Jalen has a chance to go 17-1. If he wins the Super Bowl, it will be the best season an Eagles quarterback has ever had, bar none. And then he's 24. Jalen is still closer to 24 than 25.
It's crazy.
He hasn't even reached 24 and a half yet. Like, think about how young this kid is and the future and the growth that we saw from 23 to 24. Like, how much better can he get by the time he's 26, 27, 28? Like, there's so much excitement and hope for the future in this moment. And if he can get a Super Bowl off the top, and then it's just like, let's go.
Well, and I'm sure we'll talk about the game a ton this week if you callers want to talk about it. Today does feel like a 2017 type of day.
I think it's both.
Yeah,
look,
it's both.
We want
it's
your memories of 2017, how you compare 2017 to this team, what's more special.
Yeah.
You know, the vibe heading into the Super Bowl, are you as confident in winning this time as you were last time? All that stuff.
Yeah, but I also think with Jalen, too, when you talk about why can they win this game, it might just be because they're 16-1 with Jalen.
Yeah.
Like, we can break down all these stats with the Chiefs. We've seen this year when they have Jalen Hurts at quarterback, they almost never lose.
They are the best team in football.
And that certainly matters heading into the game.
215-592-9494. We want to get to as many people today as we can, obviously, with your remembrances of 5 years ago today, what that meant to you, what your feelings were during that run, and then you know, kind of segueing it into now. And the fact that 5 years later, we're celebrating the five-year anniversary as we count down the Eagles playing in the Super Bowl.
And how do you remember it differently? What's changed over the last 5 years for you?
215-592-9494. Let's start out where we do every single Saturday at this time. Let's go to Abington and talk to our buddy Tom. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What up, Tom? Good to hear from you, man.
All right. So I was going to get into the big game, but I'll save that for next week.
All right.
Yeah, so I will get into the 17 versus this year. But first, guys, I know we're a couple months removed from the great holiday of Festivus, but if you guys don't mind, I have some grievances there.
Ooh, sure.
Let's hear him.
Go ahead.
All right, first up, Julian Love. Julian, yeah, shut up. Enjoy your offseason.
Yeah, I mean,
the way he got burned by Devontae this season, he shouldn't be offering any analysis as it pertains to the NFL. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he's also kind of ripping his own roster. Like, he's basically saying, this team's so good they don't need a coach. Our coach did a great job, though,
I'd argue that two-thirds of the coaches in this league couldn't have done what Nick did with this team this
100%.
Year.
100%.
Yeah.
As Brandon Graham said, people have a lot to say when they're sitting at home on their couch.
True. Jerry Jones. So how he didn't empty the bucket? I don't know what he's looking at. But you know what?
They're one of the teams best set up for the future. There's not many teams in the NFL that are better set up for the future.
They have
the
guy will end up being second in MVP this year as a 24-year-old quarterback. Yeah.
A ton of cap space. Oh, I mean, they have
the 10th pick in the draft. They're in the Super Bowl and they have the 10th pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
So, and did you notice that he said, I'll put it in the computer, we'll see what the computer spits out?
No, I didn't see that part.
He actually said that when he was spewing that nonsense. But yes, I hope the dude lives to 110 because he's only helping our cause.
It's tremendous content,
Let's be honest.
My final grievance is Sean O'Hara. I mean, look, dude. I don't know where he was coming from with that. It was kind of disgraceful, but we're not
even
a week.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah,
Sean O'Hara. He was comparing.
I know who he is. What did he say?
Okay, so he says that much like 9/11 and JFK, everybody will remember where they were when they heard the news that Tom Brady retired.
I think he was trying to emphasize how crazy the moment was, but clearly probably went a little far in those analogies.
We're not even a week removed from that phony retiring for the second time. I already forgot where I was.
Love it. Look at you, Tommy.
I'll tell you what, I'll remember where I was when BG strip sacked the man. I will remember that. So, all right, so when it comes to 17 versus this year, I told you, James, yesterday, It's just as special to me just because of the length. I mean, we had to wait so long for the first one. I think everyone should be just as special. But the thing that's different the most for me, contrary to what Mr. Jones said down there in Dallas, he didn't empty the bucket. We have the 10th and the 32nd draft pick this year coming up. 33rd, I'm sorry.
No, 31st. There's only 31 picks in the first round this year.
31st, right, right. Because
so whoever wins the
away.
Super Bowl will have the 31st pick this
31st,
year.
31st, correct. So he didn't empty the bucket. He learned from 17. He saw what happened after 17. And that's what's so exciting about this game coming up is because he took care of the issues. He learned from the past. And, yes, we're set up for a very bright future. I got the Birds winning 43-24, fellas. Have a great weekend.
Tommy, what a pleasure.
Yeah. You know, when they after they won...
43-24 is
so they won
strong.
38-7 against the Giants on the anniversary of the...
38-7.
Yeah, it would be wild if they won the Super Bowl 41-33.
Yes, it would. Yeah,
yeah,
it would
be pretty wild, right?
I'm going to guess that doesn't happen.
Yeah, real quick off what Tom said, you know, looking into the future, and clearly we'll have plenty of time to talk about the offseason, but... I do think they're better set up to handle this Super Bowl just having been through the last one.
Of course.
In terms of what decisions to make, who to bring back, who not to bring back, all those things. So the future is extremely, extremely bright with this team.
215-592-9494. Like I said, we want to talk to as many Eagles fans today as we can, get memories of 2017, what it felt like heading into that game, the confidence, and how you viewed that team compared to this one now, as we're going to see the Eagles play in the Super Bowl 8 days from now, right?
Can't
here on
wait.
WIP,
yeah.
No less. So it's going to be awesome. Get in now, 215-592-9494. It's Elliot, it's James, it's Go Birds Radio, and the Birds are in the big game, and the Birds in Kansas City get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It's the only sportsbook app that we here at Go Birds recommend. You can bet live during the big game. That is a wild ride with real swings and real opportunities to make money. New users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. $750! Download the app right now. This is the time. Don't miss out. The Birds and KC get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. Again, the only sportsbook app that we here recommend. Again, there's going to be so many fun things to bet on with this game. Of course, the score, player props, all kinds of awesome, awesome stuff. So do it now. And remember, again, new users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Bet live during the game. The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It's Go Birds Radio, presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. We're coming to you from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino, where, as Elliot mentioned before, the Eagles Super Bowl winning parade from 5 years ago is on the screens here, and it is just the best programming decision by anyone, anywhere that I've been a part of. It is glorious. I just keep looking up. I'm seeing people holding Lombardi.
Freddie Mitchell
previewing
is currently,
what's going to happen, in a week and a half, whatever.
Yeah. I was wondering if they win, you think they'll do the parade back to the Art Museum?
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah.
I think so. I mean,
because the Phillies did it to the stadium, which is what
they did.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so much cooler looking at the Art Museum.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, and there were so many people there, and you get the coming down the parkway of it all and all that. But give us another parade.
It's
another parade, please.
Yeah. And, you know, again, when can think about 2017. What'll be cool if they win it this time will be, like, Doug Peterson will always... I mean, there's a statue of Doug Peterson and Nick Foles outside the link because of what happened.
Yeah.
I think Nick and Jalen, for whatever happens from here on out, and I actually think the future has never been brighter with this franchise. In the moment in 2017, when I remember being in Minnesota in the stadium, looking at Carson Wentz on the field throw with a knee brace on and thinking, man, the future's so bright for this team. In retrospect, the guy had a career-ending injury, but Jalen is healthy. I think, you know, I could not feel better about where the team is at with Nick as head coach. I think this year has really shown how special Nick can be, and when you combine Nick and Jalen together,
they're perfect.
Look, if they win or lose next week, the future with this franchise, I think everybody, the important people in that franchise, are operating at such a high level right now. I would be stunned if next year they're not, you know, right back here.
They've got a great owner, a great general manager, as we know. And again, like Nick and Jalen, the way these guys go about their business, their mentality, like They're the type of people you bet on. I mean, Jalen, we've talked about a million. That was the whole reason when the offseason I kept saying to people, I'm like, don't bet against Jalen Hurts. Like, why would you bet against this kid? Like, whatever he can, whatever. This was the thing I said all offseason. It was like my go-to line was like, whatever amount of talent, of ability to read defenses, of this or that, whatever this guy has in his body, all of it's going to get out of him. He's going to get every last bit of talent out of him because no one's going to work harder. No one's going to be more dedicated. No one's going to be more competitive. No one's going to care more.
Well,
so,
and the other thing, too, is I think what Nick and Jalen have done for that building in terms of a culture change is so important. When you think about the Carson thing, and it was not all Carson's fault, but just the Carson and Nick thing, and then, you know, that article that proved to be right about Carson with, like, his teammates having issues with him, and then Doug and Howie, you know, potentially, like, coaching staff issues, and Jim Schwartz and Doug and all those things. I feel like right now, and I know it's because they're winning, so who knows in 2 years, but it does feel like Nick and Jalen came into that building and just set everything right. Like, Nick is so good at relationships. Jalen's so good at being a leader. I think it's a change they needed, not just talent, but culture-wise.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone. Let's go to Glassboro and talk to our guy, Black Gritty. What up, Bo?
Baby mama flip-flops.
Remember
last week when I called in and I was calm as a cucumber and I told you we was going to go in there and whoop him?
Yep. You did.
Man, what we do? We going to whoop him. That's how I feel about this Super Bowl. We're going to win the Super Bowl. It's not if they win the Super Bowl. We're going to win the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's very plain and simple to see. I will say this. I don't care about the future. I hate hearing a lot of this future talk. None of that stuff matters to me. I am living in a Rocky movie. There is no tomorrow, Rock. I'm living for today. I got to get this Super Bowl, and then whatever happens after that happens. Because I also know that Jalen Hurts is such a leader. When he wasn't on the field, we couldn't even beat the Saints. So
I'm
the team's
with you, dude.
Morality just goes down with a running quarterback. So we got a whole bunch of other things to worry about, but I'm not worried about that because I'm worried about this right now.
I feel the same way. I'll mention how good the future looks, but like I don't like to talk about the contract stuff. I'll worry about that later. I'm with you. Like right now, look, because also we know how things can change. So many things have. I mean, we thought, again, to Elliot's point, we thought Carson Wentz was Jalen Hurts is who we thought Carson Wentz was.
Right.
You never know what's going to happen.
And Jalen is that guy. Jalen is the best, one of the best athletes for Philadelphia. He is a Bryce Harper level attention and to detail kind of person. So he's what we need. I know you guys got stuff. Just let me just get back to the other thing so I can run through them real quick like I do. The chapters in the books, don't feel bad about the chapter. See, these chapters don't close. It's a big, long, never-ending story of the Eagles, but the chapters end when we end. So as long as we're living and breathing, our chapters never end. This is added chapters. And
you're
then
right,
on top of that,
right.
You know, baby mom only got one kid. I only got one kid, but I know a lot of people with 4 and 5 kids. They always got a favorite. They always act like they don't. But the mother likes the firstborn. The dad likes the last one. Like, everybody keep getting all these Super Bowls. I still love T.O. Super Bowl in my heart. Not for nothing. When T.O. came to the Eagles, I cried because I was like, that's all I ever wanted. That's all I ever needed. Say yeah.
Hey.
So for that man to go out there with a broken leg and give me the best that he got, I still got love for it. So it's just like a kid. All these things are pluses and positives. We live in Philadelphia. It's a great city. Flip-flops, let me get some of that suit money, baby, because I know you're going to look good out here in these
Got
streets.
The suit, man. I'm ready
and,
to go. I'm ready to go.
I know you're ready to go. I tell you what, if you was like 6'4", I'd hide in one of your bags. Yeah, I mean, if you have a bigger bag. I know you got a small one out there, but I know you're going to be doing large.
My man.
We are going to win the Super Bowl, and it feels so good. Because guess what? I like being downtrodden. I like everybody talking over us. I love all the disrespect because we're Philadelphia. We feed off of that. We live off of it. Keep it coming. And when we beat Mahomes and Andy Reid, two top-tier echelon people in the ethos of the NFL. Nobody could say nothing but, daggone it, the Eagles went and did it again. I love you guys.
Love you, as always.
Go Birds!
Go Birds, baby! I love it. And you know what strikes me? And it is, I said this before, and we talked about this even on our ride out here, like how we were so confident in 2017. And I felt like if you were in this city in that moment, like honestly, I've said this, ever since the dog mask came out at the end of the Atlanta game, I was like, we're winning Super Bowl. Like, I actually believed it in my core. And with each, obviously, with the Vikings game, I really believed it and so on and so forth. And we just knew what was happening in that locker room. Like, it is so strange because I do feel like all of us, the vast majority of Philadelphia right now, feel just as confident this year as that year, just for very different reasons. Like, last time it was us against the world. You don't understand what's happening in this locker room. Like, we have something special, and we all we got, we all we need. This year it's like, we're just better than you. We are just a better football team. It's a very different feeling and a very, very different vibe for the confidence.
So I remember in 2017, so I was part of my job at NJ.com before I got hired at WIP, was I posted an article at the end of each game. So when the clock hit zero, I post an article. And when the clock hit zero against Minnesota in the championship game, the article I posted was, the Eagles are winning the Super Bowl. I was that sure. I had no doubt in my mind that the Eagles were going to beat the New England Patriots. I do not feel that way this time. I'm not saying I don't think they can win. I'm not saying I'm not going to pick them. But I am surprised at the complete confidence there is from the fan base in terms of just no doubt about it.
No doubt about it. They're going to beat the Chiefs.
I understood it in 2017. I'm being honest. I don't feel that way now about this game.
The only thing that scares me is Patrick Mahomes. It is a thing, but I just think the Eagles are so much better, so much more talented across the board.
Quick question for you.
Yes.
Do you think...
Back to the phones in a second.
Just go to the phones. It's fine.
You can ask the question. Go
ahead. Well, all right. So do you think the fact that the future is so bright minimizes how you feel about the importance of winning this game?
No.
Okay.
Not even a little bit. I agree with O. Like, I'll mention that the future is bright because I do believe it, but I don't care about the future being bright right now. Like, that is secondary to me right now. That is not a storyline for me right now. What I care about is winning this football game, and that's it.
Yeah.
Because, again, anything can happen. We thought I said the words Carson Wentz is our Tom Brady in 2017.
And it felt that way.
I said that exact phrase, and look who Carson Wentz is now on his third team since then or whatever. You know, so like anything can change. So like I'm not worried.
Maybe
about
don't
that.
Say Jalen's the Tom Brady. Though.
No, I'm kidding. But you know, I'm not worried about that yet.
Yeah.
All I care about is the Super Bowl. Let's go back to fun. Look at this. Our guy. We've heard voicemails from him.
I know. He's live this
flying
time.
All over, coming to the Philly to go to the NFC Championship game. Just jet-setting around the world. Now he's back in his normal spot, our buddy Tom in Vancouver. Tommy.
Hello, gentlemen.
What up, Tom? How you doing, man?
Very excited. Very excited to be back. Very excited to have gone on the trip. Timothy and I really had a great time.
Yeah, it was nice to finally meet you, too. Or see, at the game.
That was awesome.
And, I met Tom months ago. No big deal.
I know you. No big deal to you. Yeah.
people sometimes imply that you're not that tall, Elliot. I find you're tall.
Thank you.
You might not be tall for a basketball player or a football player, but
yes. Yeah. When you're standing next to Ike Reese, it's not easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I agree. And so I've got a few things to say. So I don't want to focus on the trip. The first one is I'd like to promote the WIP YouTube Go Birds live stream, if
nice.
I may.
Yes.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate
Odyssey. Message to Odyssey. This is the future of radio, in my opinion. It's having live streams recorded and recording live streams and also having simulcast with radio. Probably can't do it for regulation reasons, but I would be trying to lobby for that.
Look, anytime you can see James on video, I think it's the future. I agree with you.
Both of you guys. And anyone who's not watching the episodes really should, if they want to hear gems around, you know, the theories of teeth being sharper in cold weather and Princess Fairy Snowflake Snugglecat and all of these sorts of things.
Shout out to Princess Fairy Snugglecat Snowcat.
Okay.
Yes.
2017 Super Bowl. In my opinion, this is a non-argument. That one is the number one. And it's different from the argument around which team is better, because this is obviously a better team. But in 2017, for all the reasons that I think James has outlined, that is the one. And I've got a very simple test, and it's the cry test. How many people cry after
that
Super Bowl? And
how
many people are going to cry after this one? It's going to be Nick and Jalen's mom.
I think there will be people who cry, because some good points have been made about, like, to your point, I mean, your son is older than the last time. My daughter wasn't even born the last time, and she might not fully grasp what's happening, but still to watch the Eagles in the Super Bowl with my daughter is like it feels like a momentous life thing. But to your point, Tom, like, my tears will be less.
But I do think this title will be attached to greatness. I'm confident about that.
Exactly. Like,
this will be,
I think
that ultimately will make it more special. Now, you're right that the emotion of the first one can never really be matched, right? But I do think the greatness.
Pain.
Yeah, 2017 was about emotion. This one's about dominance, in my opinion. This is about.
That's a good way to put it. 100%.
It's about, you know, validating everything.
That links into the insults that we're hearing. Because now the Eagles are starting to be viewed by some as the top dog. So now it's got a little bit of that Patriot, you know, they're always playing a weak, they're in a weak division, et cetera, et cetera. There's always a reason why the Patriots made it. And mm-hmm. so now we're starting to hear that same sort of thing around the Eagles, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, last thing. I got a Super Bowl listener offer. I don't know if I'm going to be able to fulfill this, but I'd originally been planning to go to Phoenix. For me, the price of those tickets was too high. So I said, forget it. Let's go to see a game in Philadelphia. I still have a reservation for a hotel room that I booked 6 months ago.
Look at
it's dirt
that.
Cheap.
Wow.
Dirt cheap. And I believe I can transfer it.
If someone wanted
to go for cheap.
Hit up Tom from Vancouver on Twitter if you're interested.
That's very nice.
That's right.
All right, Tommy. What a pleasure.
Thanks,
man. Yep, Tom,
as always. That is very nice. As expected, Tommy.
Yeah.
Wonderful human being.
You know, those Vancouver guys.
They're just nice. Canadians are nice. Yeah. It's just a fact. It is what it is.
I do think it's going to be a lot more green in Arizona than it's going to be Chiefs fans.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And look, I would have expected that anyway. We see it every week with Eagles mm-hmm. fans. Like, it is to the point, and I know Chiefs fans are great fans. Like, this is not, you know, we're not going up against the Chargers or something
right.
like that. Doesn't have a real fan base. But, like, Eagles fans just travel. They've traveled all season to every game, and we've gotten to the point where it's like a joke, like a national.
Yeah, it's like Nick said, they're not going to play an away game.
Eagles fans again, like, ho-ho-ho. Yeah. And then you think about the fact that this being the Super Bowl, and you think about the fact that Chiefs have played three since Eagles have been there. Like,
yeah.
Chiefs fans have gotten the chance to go to the Super Bowl each of the last 3 years prior to this or whatever. This is the third one. Each of the last 2 years is the third chance. Like, there are a lot of Eagles fans who didn't get to go 5 years ago. A lot of fans who, this is their first opportunity.
Yep.
I would be floored if it's not like at least 2/3
I honestly think over the next week the Eagles are going to win over the neutral fans.
Love
I think
that.
On media night, their personalities, like Nick, Jalen, Brandon, Jason Kelly, like all these guys, right? I think throughout the week they'll win it, and then the day of, I think a lot of neutral fans will end up rooting for the Eagles.
215-592-9494 continuing to talk about 5 years ago today, one of the great days of all of our lives, reacting to how it feels 5 years later with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl in February 4th, 2018, and how it kind of parallels what's happening now, how different it is, the dominance versus the emotion of it all and how you feel about it all. Get in now, 215-592-9494. It's Elliot, it's James, it's Go Birds Radio. We're coming right back. It's Go Birds Radio, presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino App, coming to you from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. Shout out to Rich and Allie,
yes.
as they just came by and gave us some sweet Go Birds
some
chains.
Some Go Birds chains, yes.
These like, are... So if you're wondering what kind of chain, like, think about Nick in the locker room, Doug in the locker room.
Yeah, the Dream Chaser chain.
It is a chain.
Similar. It looks good on you.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Just it's your natural look.
I wear big chains.
You should wear this the day of the Super Bowl.
I'm a big chain kind of guy.
You are a big chain
yes,
kind of guy.
Everyone
yes.
says that about me.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's always what people. Whenever they meet us, they go, "Hey, Ellie, nice to meet you, James. You're a big chain kind of guy."
Well, they'll be sweet big chain because I'm usually
yes,
wearing a big
exactly,
chain.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Seriously, thank you, Rich and Allie. These are super fun, super cool. If anyone wants to bring us gifts, we're always down with that.
You get to see Parks.
Parks
and
Sportsbook.
Get to give
we're hanging
gift.
Out here. Come give us a gift. You can just come say hi to.
Yeah,
you can just
fine.
Come
yeah,
hang
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
We love
yeah.
that too. So,
that's a gift as well.
It's a gift. That is the gift.
Yeah, that's the
right.
true.
Anything
gift.
Else is just access.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, all right. But Rich, thank you, buddy. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up a little later, Elliot's going to set the stage for us for next week as Elliot will be heading out to Arizona.
Yes.
Tomorrow, early. But Elliot will give us the lowdown on when the Eagles get there, what the week looks like for the team and for the media and for the fans out there. So that's coming up a little bit later. We'll get to that. Let's go back to phones, go to Wisconsin, and talk to our buddy Glenn. What up, Glenn?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Glenn? How you doing, man?
Not doing too bad here. Excited for the game coming up. I hope you guys can nerve my concerns here a little bit.
All right.
Watching the 49ers game, Jalen in the pocket, it seemed like the old Jalen where he was kind of bailing out a little sooner. Do you think that was just because with the 49ers defense being good, or I don't
yeah.
think it's because the big games get to him or not, because he's been in big games before, but it honestly was a little concerning sometimes when that pocket looked like he was bailing out early like he did in like 2021.
Right. So it's interesting. My opinion of Jalen in that game seems to be in the minority. I thought Jalen was fine in that game. Early on, I think maybe the first series or two, or you know, maybe the second and third series, the Niners felt like they were getting pressure on him a little bit, and I think that impacted him. But I think when you talk about Jalen's play overall, in that game and in the playoffs in particular, it has to be noted that he's really only had to play the first half of
these games.
Yeah,
he hasn't had to do much.
It's been over by the second half. Teams. So to your point, Glenn, I did think early on he was bailing out of the pocket, but I also think the Niners defense had a lot to do
with
that.
Yeah, that's, Glenn, I was going to say the Niners defense is really good. It was as advertised.
And the Eagles still put up 21 points
exactly
in the first
and
half.
And they got some help and all that. But but I do think, Glenn, that this is like easily the best defense this team faced all year.
I agree. I will say, to focus not too much on the future, I would say the best news for the future, though, is that we agreed to principal terms with Stoutland, though. I mean, I think Mailata talked about it, how the chess game they were playing, about what the D-line doing, how can he run a little better. He's just amazing.
I mean, Elliott said many times he's more valuable than some coordinators. And look, it was just proven. Teams wanted to give him a coordinator job, and Jeffrey Lurie said, "You're not leaving. Here's a bunch of money."
Well,
all right?
So there might be coaches in the NFL who are just as good as Stoutland. I don't believe there's a head coach, coordinator, positional coach that is better at their job, than Stoutland.
Stoutland he's the best O-line coach I've ever seen.
And he coaches the second most important position on the team. So as long as they have Stoutland, and you feel good about the line, and that's absolutely huge.
And last thing I kind of want to leave you guys with is so I know we played the Chiefs last year. Mahomes put up great. I think it was one of his best games figuratively on there. What do you think what do you think your plan would be? I know the defense of players are different, but are you going to try to disguise it or do some cover one, double Kelsey, or what do you think you would do with Gannon moving forward Mahomes here?
Glenn, great call as always, buddy. Keep them coming. Luckily, you have a Jonathan Gannon guy here to tell you.
Look, I think against this offense, you have to be realistic about what the expectations are. You're not going to hold this team to less than 20 points. It would be unbelievable if they did that, right? So I think you have to be realistic about the fact that, you know, you have to get stops in the red zone, hold them to field goals, not touchdowns, because they're probably going to get in the red zone quite a bit. In terms of disguising things, I'd be very worried to do that because Mahomes is very good at diagnosing defenses. I think that really what it's going to come down to, and this isn't, you know, a super fancy X's and O's answer, but I think it comes down to praying that that front line gets pressure without blitzing. Because if you have to get to blitzing, you can be selectable when you do it. But if you're blitzing, you know, 30% of the snaps in that game, 40%, it's bad news.
Well, quickly, before we go back to the phones, so and check out the pod next week. Like, Elliot's going to be dropping all kinds
of... I got all types of notes.
Elliot has been doing serious, heavy research. He's just...
Figured I might
He'll
as
keep
well.
Dropping, like, little stats on me here and there. Like, we'll be driving around. He'll be like, did you know? Boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, no, I didn't. That's a great stat. So with that in mind, because you have been saying that you've been impressed by what when you've looked more into the Chiefs' offensive line, their production, that specific matchup, because to Glenn's point, to your point, like, the Eagles need those guys to get home to win the football game. Like, that's going to be in it. We saw how Mahomes lost the other Super Bowl, and it won't be like that, obviously, because he's got a much better line.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about the really two strengths of the teams going up against each other, Eagles' D-line against the Chiefs' O-line?
I'll say this off the top. The Eagles' defensive line is capable of winning a matchup against any offensive line. They're that talented. They're that deep. Reddick's playing great. All those things. But it's also a reality that this Chiefs' offensive line might be the best pass-blocking offensive line in the NFL. As a run-blocking, they're not as bad as people think, but they're not as good as that. The Chiefs this year were third in the league in sacks allowed. And also, when you look at the amount of times they were in third and longs, Mahomes' pass attempts this year was like 8% in third and longs. I couldn't find a quarterback in the NFL that wasn't above like 12%. So there is a lot of times where Mahomes is not in bad, obvious passing situations. So when I look at this Eagles defensive line, I think they can get pressure for sure. But this defensive line is used to dominating. This defensive line is used to just absolutely annihilating at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be really, really hard to do against this Chiefs offensive line.
And look, I think Mahomes makes that line even better.
For sure.
I'm sure some of those numbers come down to Mahomes as well. So
it's going to be
a tough matchup. And I think Mahomes learned from that Super Bowl. Like, I think he's, you know, I don't think he gets himself into those situations as much anymore.
I mean, they're not penalized. They don't turn the ball over. They don't take sacks. Like, this is not a team, and again, the Eagles could do it because the line's that good, but this is not a team that gets itself in bad situations, and the Eagles are used to winning on first and second down and just pinning their ears back, and that's going to be really tough to do against the Chiefs.
Let's go back to the phones, go to Richmond and talk to our guy, Justin. What up,
Justin? What up, Seltzer? What up, Elliot? How are you all doing today?
What up, Justin? Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, first, Elliot, good to meet you at the game last weekend. Thanks for indulging me for a photo before the game.
No problem, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, anytime. So, First, before I get into some points, you guys do a really good job of shouting out the listeners and everybody that listens to the pod, but let's also be very clear that there are no listeners if you guys aren't doing the work. So just want to give you guys some props. You guys are doing awesome work.
I'm
really appreciating and enjoy listening to you guys going on. So that'll be really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, for sure. Means a lot you guys do what you do. So quickly for how I feel in 2017 versus now, I'm going to be really honest. I didn't think we were going to win in 17. I don't know how I feel about the game this coming weekend. So I don't know if that's just the fact that I grew up a Philadelphia fan and an Orioles fan, and all my teams have sucked for pretty much all my life. But I didn't feel confident then. I maybe feel a little bit more confident now, but I still don't really know how I feel. So I'll be excited to listen this coming week when we really get into the X's and O's of the game.
And Justin, I will say that I think that's kind of one of the stranger things about this one and the last one. But the last one felt more like a like I said before, it was more like a
it was a moment,
and it's nobody believes in us. We're underdogs. If you're not in this city, you don't get it.
Right.
Like, whereas this time, like, I'm with you in the sense that it is a little off-putting just how confident we all are, like, because they are better, but like, the Chiefs still have Patrick Mahomes, they're still good, and like, I took calls all week, a full week of midday shows. I talked to a ton of listeners. Like, I want to say like 95% of the city thinks they're winning, and like, winning, no question.
And look, I think the team has earned the benefit of the doubt. I think a difference is in 2017, it felt like something special was happening. This time, it just more feels like they're a great team. I don't know. Maybe this is a good topic to talk about on the other side, but does it feel like something special is happening, or does it just feel like they're a great team? Because I think that's the difference
really
from 2017.
Point. Yeah.
That's a really good point. I would like for you guys to talk about that on the other side. But I think the only other thing I want to say about Julian Love, that guy's a bonehead. Like, he literally gave me my favorite memory of the season, maybe because I was at the Giants game and saw him completely whiff on Devontae when I thought Devontae was going to be dead. So maybe that's why. But if I'm being honest, you also said something that a lot of Eagles fans probably think. There's probably a lot of them that think they can do a better job than Sirianni. So I'm not going to lie there.
But a lot of them would be wrong, Justin.
Oh, trust me. That's why I haven't said I think I could do a better job. So a lot of them would absolutely be wrong. Before I leave real quick, I know Drew from Westchester is on hold. So I just want to give him a go.
Love this. Big college basketball game today.
Go Heels. Most importantly, go Birds. Talk to you guys next Saturday.
My man. Love it, Justin. Look at this caller.
I was about to say, how does he know that? They must know each other.
Obviously, he did it last week too.
Yes, that's right.
Elliot doesn't remember these.
Yeah,
things.
I'm not bad.
You saw me. Like, I'm very good at names.
You're amazing at remembering names.
It's like kind of one of my things.
It is. So. It's a good thing to have.
It's
though.
Not bad.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
Good people person.
All right, 215-592-9494. Next call. We got a long segment coming up. We're going to get to a lot of calls. Plus, as I mentioned before, what we just talked about there, what Justin brought up. An interesting thing to bring in. Is it something special happening this year, or is it just dominance? And also, I mentioned it before, next segment coming up, Elliot is going to set the scene for us. Elliot Sherbrooke, this is going to be, what, your fifth Super Bowl you've been to?
Yes.
Something like that? So
yeah.
Elliot Sherbrooke has been to the Super Bowl before. He's been to an Eagles Super Bowl before. He'll be in Arizona tomorrow. He has the schedule of what will be happening. He can break down what the week is going to look like for us, the fan, from the Eagles' perspective. So that's coming up next as well. It's Elliot. It's James. It's Go Birds Radio from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. And the Birds are in the big game. The Birds in Kansas City. Get in on all the action for the big game right now. The game in Arizona with the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It's the only sportsbook app that we here at Go Birds recommend. You can bet live during the big game, which gives you the opportunity for real swings and lines and real opportunity to make some money. New users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet is not a winner. Download the app right now. This is the time. Don't miss out. The Birds and KC get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. It's the only sportsbook app that we here at Go Birds recommend. And remember, again, new users, you can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Bet live during the big game. The Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app.